And now back to Labor Press with your hosts, Neil Chappell and Bill Holfeld.
Up every moment just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustle and the hub. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
And we're back with more good talk right here on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz. I'm your host, Bill Holfeld, and my co-host and producer in the studio with me is Joe Maniscalco. Joe, I was so great talking to Tom just now. I mean, it's nice to know that somebody's fighting the good fight, several hundred miles away, but, involved in the same action.
And right now we're going to talk to Doug Cunningham from Workers Independent News. He's even further out in the middle of the country, but again, it's still the same fight. We still see independent media under attack, and we're going to talk more about that issue. Doug, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you guys.
Hey, Doug, man, it's great to hear from the heartland once again. You know I love the heartland.
I do, too, most of the time.
Yeah, I hear you. So weigh in on this, Doug, this whole Gothamist issue that we were just talking about over there at DNA Info.
Well, it's a billionaire who just didn't like the workers there, in this case journalists, voting to become members of unions. So he decided to shut the whole thing down. He shut down several sites, as you guys know, DNA Info, the Gothamist, others around the country as well, about 155 workers, I think, editors and reporters and that sort of thing. Now, this guy's the founder of TD Ameritrade, right? His family owns the Chicago Cubs. He's worth more than $2 billion, give or take. And he just didn't like this. He has once said publicly about unions, he said that, unions are an obstacle to success in the company. You don't have the esprit de corps you need in a company when you have a union in there. And so he had only just bought these businesses just a few months ago. And so he's willing to shut them down. He took the archives offline. The archives might come back, who knows. But this was a very, very harsh and anti-worker move by a billionaire. And that's the problem we've got in America today. The billionaires run everything, and they don't like working people standing up at all to get anything. No piece of the pie, no piece of the power at work. So despicable action, anti-union action, and an anti-free press action, really.
Now, Doug, tell us how you really feel. No, actually, that's a really well-articulated, analysis of what just happened here. And it is a, you know me, Doug, I'm not quick to, run rant and raving in the streets about things, but this is kind of scary that just because a guy has got, that kind of megabucks, he can put, hundreds of people out of work. And not only is he putting people out of work, but he's silencing voices and he's silencing voices that are workers' voices and who provide a service by telling the rest of us what's really going on out there.
And he's doing that at a real local level. So he's reaching right into your community. So if you think you're out there somewhere in the heartland, for example, where I'm coming from today in Wisconsin or somewhere else, and you think these billionaires can't get to you or don't influence your life, they do. They come right into your own communities with this kind of stuff. And look, I know that capital has its place, investment money has its place and has its rights and has its power, but so does labor. And what we've got in America today is such a lopsided kind of power dynamic, that workers are not valued for what they really are and what they really bring to the table. And we need a partnership. The best thing, I really hope one of these days, Bill, and we've had these discussions privately for a long time.
Yeah.
I just really hope one of these days that something goes off, a light bulb, an epiphany, something happens in America where we realize, we are all Americans and we ought to all pull together. We ought to figure it out. We ought to be able to get on common ground and to be a partnership going forward, business, labor, Republicans, Democrats, independents, working class, managerial class, everybody ought to understand we are Americans. And if we find a way to get to common ground, our country's better off for it.
Oh, God bless you for that.
Well, Doug, here, right now we're going to listen to Hector Figueroa. He's the head of 32BJ SEIU. He was out at the rally at City Hall this past week in support of the fired workers. And we're going to get his take on the situation right now.
Thank you, everybody. But this is not about 32BJ today.
Keep getting in front of me.
It's about the Writers Guild and about the injustice that has been done by a billionaire who thinks that he can really deny workers at DNA Info and the Gothamists the right to have a voice at work, the right to have a union. And brothers and sisters, we want to make two points. They have been said, but they should not be said enough. Everyone needs to repeat this. We need independent journalism.
That's right.
Now more than ever. We need the work of those who are telling the stories of low-wage workers who are trying to organize. Those who are telling the stories of what happens in city governments. Those who are telling the stories of how working families struggle, whether during Sandy or whether to bring food to the table in an increasingly expensive city. We know that the voice that you provided through these two means, through these two venues, will not be silenced. We are there with you. We are to work with you and work hard with you to make sure first that this decision can be reversed, and if not, we join the public advocate that we want to be there with you to support you personally and to support you as who you are, those who seek the truth and who speak truth to injustice.
So, Doug, that sounds like somebody you'd be right on board with.
Absolutely. Hector's a good guy. I've interviewed him before on Workers Independent News and other stories. And he's right about the journalism, and he's right about the necessary voices that these journalists represent and the freedoms that they represent. And we got to understand something, okay? This is not just a worker and a labor issue, or not even just a journalism issue. This is a democracy issue. It goes to the core of our democracy in America. We have a country that's supposed to be of, by, and for the people, all of the people, not just the billionaires. And if their voices drown out ours, that damages the fabric, the very fabric of our democracy. It's not just an isolated issue about workers or about reporters in these at these particular businesses. The billionaire keeps saying it was his money, so he can do whatever he wants with his money. Well, yeah, to some degree, he's right about that. It's his money. He invested. He bought the companies. But this is a democracy, not an oligarchy.
And I think that's why Bill, I know that you're a very cerebral guy, but I think we do need a lot of passion. We need a lot of passion in the streets. Of course, nonviolent passion.
I agree.
But we do need passion. And then we're going to hear some more passion now from another affected reporter by the name of Brenda O'Connor.
This is a movement moment that we are in. If you are not organized in your workplace, get organizing. If you are a writer, talk to the Writers Guild. Talk to the News Guild. Talk to National Writers Union. I'm with the Writers Guild. You should go with the Writers Guild. The point is, the workers have the power. Apart from the union, apart from our elected officials, it is the workers decide what happens in this town, in this country, if we use our power. I want to say a couple things to Joe Ricketts. I want to say, first of all, Joe Ricketts. That's for the New York Times reporter who's here. You can print that.
All the news that's fit to print.
I also want to say thank you to Joe Ricketts. And I want to say thank you to Peter Thiel. And I want to say thank you to that at the Village Voice. I want to say thank you for clarifying in the minds of hundreds of journalists exactly what the conflict is that we are in right now.
That's right.
Agreement, buddy. What? Yeah, all right.
It's a guild member, what can I tell you?
What happened last week is a single event in a decades-long war on workers. It's an act of class warfare.
Right.
And now you have dozens of journalists who have that in their mind, who are going to go out into the industry and keep organizing and spreading that message and asking each other, their coworkers, and their readers, most importantly, whose side are you on? Do you stand with the workers, or do you stand with the capitalists who want to crush us? That is the operating question.
That's right.
Okay, Doug, well, he used a very scary phrase there, right? He brought up the dreaded class warfare, and I always get a kick out of it because it's when poor people do it, it's called class warfare. When rich people do it, it's called business.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it's class warfare, but so far their class has been winning, and they're the ones waging war on us. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And, that's the key ingredient here, and it's something that I've always known and something that frustrates me because, he's right that workers have the power, right? That clip that we heard, he's right. Workers do have the power, but you got to use it. and you got to stand up at the right time with it, and you got to stand up in enough numbers to make it count. And that's the issue. That's our challenge, to mobilize workers and to mobilize that kind of power at the right time, in the right place, nonviolently. But this is sort of like a military campaign. You got to bring everything together at one time and one place to be most effective and most powerful. Logistics, numbers, firepower, everything all together in one strategic shot to really make a difference. And all across this country, one thing that really, really inspires me and gives me hope is that we are in a 21st century age where everybody has power at their fingertips. You can get information if you know where to go to get good information. You can exchange views if you know how to do that.
Doug, hold that thought. We're gonna bring you back in just a second, but I got to go to a break now. And we will be back in just a few seconds with more good talk right here on Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz at AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Labor Press on AM 970, The Answer.